the purge. Take her from her bed while she sleeps, and tie her hands and feet together. Gag her. Blindfold her. And mount her to the post in the square. Wake everyone up from their sleep and tell them to gather there. Put those who know her right at the front of the crowd. Light the torches that encircle the post. Take off her blindfold and smile. Walk towards her and take a moment to see the fear that leaks out of her body. Save her every exhale and bask in her trepidation. Inhale the vapor of sin extruding from her pores. It fuels the torches around her. Go up to her. Right up to her. Close. Face to face. Noses inches away from each other. And smile. She will recognize you, yeah. Once she sees you up close, her eyes will widen, and her hair will stand on end. Her gaze will glaze over with consternation. And after all she has done, she knows of your expected arrival. She just didn't expect it so soon. Now, lean forward. Slowly. And attach your lips to her ear. Linger for just a few seconds. And then whisper. I know what you have done. And slowly moving back, grinning with excitement, and come down from the pedestal. Now slowly, ever so slowly, turn around to the confused crowd and widen that smile. Watch them imprint every one of their faces to your memory. You may need that information later. You can call for silence and slowly unscroll her scroll. Grab a torch and stand just underneath her feet. Clear your throat and read out loud. Read every sin she has ever committed, paying particular attention to the intentional ones. And be sure to read every minute detail. Talk about him. Talk about him, how he entertained every corner of her mind, filling every crevasse. As she arched in solitude, read until she loses consciousness. And if she does, wake her up. We don't want the star of the show to take it easy while her audience gazes upon her beautiful tragedies. Now do we? Wake her up. And if she passes out again, wake her up again. The methods you use to arouse her are at your discretion. Be sure to look at the crowd. Make sure that they are listening and that no one leaves. And keep reading to the very end. And then torch the post, throw in the scroll, and walk away.